to our North Salt Lake Parks and Arts Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, August 27th. We haven't met for quite a while. It feels like a long time. And just for your calendars, we're meeting like 3 weeks. So. That just happens to be when it's September 10th. Yeah. So note that we are meeting quicker. So for administrative updates, we are fully staffed. That is all. I don't have any update. Well, we'll get to that, actually. Let's go to our event updates. I am the first event to review. Technically, our summer trail series is over, and in my opinion, it went really well. So June, we did Wild Rose. July was in Foxborough. It rained that day. There weren't a lot of people there, but that's okay. August was Bonneville Shoreline, and then September 14th, the Porter Boat Takeout is kind of technically under the Summer Trail Series, but the city is planning everything. I didn't do anything to help with that one, and you can kind of tell when you look at the different events. That one's going to be super fancy if you want to go. Anyway, so what I did is I just provided snacks and drinks and trail maps, and at every single one, people came specifically for the trails event, that they had seen it advertised, and they were going for that purpose. And there were people from across the city. So when we were up on the east side, there were people from Foxborough coming up. And when we were in Foxborough, there were people from the other side, which is exactly what I wanted to accomplish with that. Most of the people, though, were just already using the trails or the park. And so I just said, thanks for using the parks. We're glad you're here. And they all seemed really grateful and, like, impressed that we would do that. So I plan to propose that at our November planning meeting for next year. It was very low energy, and I think it had high payout. For the June one, we had a lot of people there, but they just happened to be there, but probably 75 or 80. July, maybe 10. And then August, probably 30 or 40. So I don't think it was great. Okay, Manuel.
Yes.
Tell us about your concerts. First, tell us about the August auditions, how that went, and then the September 14th.
Yeah, there weren't too many who actually showed up that day to audition, but I do think we have enough for a fun concert in September. We're looking at four acts and maybe a fifth one, depending on how the time works out for all of those. So that's planned here in the amphitheater. And so a couple questions that I had that I wanted to figure out today. Is the PA system available for use? That would be great to have set up, if possible. And then...
What time does that event start?
So I've been thinking either 6 or 6:30. I'm not sure if anyone has any strong feelings either way.
How long are the different acts?
I think it'll just be like an hour total. I'm trying to keep it close to an hour.
Maybe 6:30, so people can get there in time.
Right, and it'll be a little... The sun will be going down a bit then too, right?
Yeah.
So.
September 14th, Saturday.
Yeah. Where is that going to be at?
The amphitheater.
Yeah.
Do you have any assignments or requests for
the
rest of
us? Well, so another question I had was, I don't think that we need a stage like the one that we had at the park, but again, I'm curious to hear any feedback people would have.
What did you think about with the bluegrass band last year? Did you feel like they needed a stage?
No, I think they might be fine.
I don't really think so either.
We'll
what about a backdrop, though? So they'll be facing east, right?
And no,
so
I kind of like having it open.
Okay.
To see. Yeah. Then we'll keep it simple and not have a stage. The last question is a prize, and if someone from the city council or the mayor can show up to...
That's a good question.
Like, judge and...
Let's bring that up with Ryan when he comes in, see if he has answers.
The prize, I'm open to ideas for prizes also.
What are you looking at? What kind of prize? Like value or?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think within your budget, you could do a cash prize.
Yeah.
You might have to ask,
who is it?
Janice. That about that, to verify that. But I think with the nature of the funds that we used to fund our events,
that
should
be
okay.
Either.
Yeah.
Because most people are just excited to get to play in the city. So I don't know if, like, is 100 compelling enough, or should it be more?
I think it is,
right?
Yeah. That's nice.
One of them is a group, but I mean, they're just, again, they're excited to.
Are they local residents mostly?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's
yeah, we have a
exactly
singer. We have a.
Shelley Kaya.
No, so that's a different one. I'll talk about that. But we have a like a pop singer. We have like a jazzy combo that'll be coming, and then we have a husband and wife like guitar and bass and singing duet. And then we might have a younger child participate also. So I'm working on that. And I think there's one other one that I need to triple check, but. So yeah, I think that would be great. And then if we can arrange to have someone from the city council just to be the judge.
If I don't make sure I circle back to that when Ryan gets here, when
yep.
we get down to the open topics, will you make sure to bring that up again?
Yeah. But yeah, I think it would be great.
Do you have requests or assignments for the rest of the group?
No, show up.
maybe share it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or within the groups that you're in or wherever.
Yeah, I will probably ask for an updated flyer to have Linda share that on social media actually this week.
Yeah. Try that flyer up in the newsletter.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A few people mentioned that, that they called in from that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything else about the calendar for future months or?
Yeah, so then for October, there is a Master Chorale concert on the 7th. Right, it was the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were thinking of having a classical concert on that Sunday, on Sunday the 13th, to showcase, again, local classical talent. That's one that Shelby reached out for. And I think that's just another opportunity to kind of offer that
venue.
Well,
she does
venue.
Not live here. Yeah, she's in the choir.
She doesn't?
I think she
lives in Salt Lake. Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know that. But there is the accompanist. I forget her name.
Yes, she lives in Foxborough.
Yeah,
who's that?
That she wants to play. I forget her name.
Sierra?
Yeah. And then my wife wants to play too. So.
Oh,
yay.
Are those Saturdays?
I would like
the
to.
The dates again? Sorry.
So the Sunset Concert Competition is the 14th of September.
Okay.
And then the classical concert. I'm looking at the 13th, which is a Sunday, and I was thinking of just doing it here,
okay.
Or at the golf course. But that's a question that we had also about if we should use the golf course as a venue still.
Musically, do you have concerns about that venue?
Well, I just know last time that we had talked about it that we had talked about whether or not. We're getting charged to use that because it's separate, right? Did I understand?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So now that it's been leased to a new restaurateur, I think that there might be a different agreement in order to utilize the space. And so I think we'd want to check and see what the restaurant impact would be to the restaurateur. And so we might not want to utilize that space.
Because I know, as we talked about the Master Chorale, the concert on the 7th, and then December 9th, he is planning to have them up at Eaglewood.
Yeah.
That's what he's
promoting.
Should
I reach out to the golf course and ask? Just directly?
Directly to George.
George is restaurateur. We could get you the contact on that. And he may be okay with it. And welcome it as a way to highlight his business and things, but I don't think we have the same luxury of kind of
sure.
frequent use as we used to.
Yeah, and I don't know if Brett knows that.
Yeah, so I can help coordinate that.
Okay.
Are they? Do you know? Is he going to remodel it at all, or will the
he already has
it's already done
extensively.
So the banquet space that was there previously, is that smaller?
So
do you know?
I don't know how the remodel's been and what exactly is done. And some of it, because of all the question about what would happen at the golf course, he didn't do all of his remodel. He started doing his remodel and then he stopped. And I'm assuming he'll continue his remodel now. But so I don't know how exactly it'll look at the end.
Okay.
But
I'll check with him. Yeah.
I mean, he may say, hey, great, I'd have 200 people see this, right? Or 100 people see this that don't normally see this. It's a great way to show this off.
Yeah.
Maybe he'd welcome it and utilize it as that, but if he's also going to lose revenue that night, he might not want to.
Right. So
get that too.
He won't answer.
George's.
Leave a message.
If it does cost money, though, I think that's a worthy use of our funds as
well.
So
I was going to say, we can either pay for it. I know the, I think it was the year before I joined the board, there was a concert here in City Hall, and there was like a nice grand piano. Was that rented? Do you know?
Yeah.
It was rented?
Yes, it was.
And that's why they like Eaglewood, because they have a beautiful grand piano.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. So if we can get the same feel.
But it was, who was the woman that was in charge of it that was
Glenda
pushing for, well, but it was because the person who was over the Sunset concert was like really clear about
who it was from.
Probably, it could be in our meeting minutes from then. Linda would probably know for sure where it was, because I think she had to coordinate it and like be here when they delivered it.
Because I was thinking like worst case scenario, we could do that again.
Who is in charge of what?
Yes,
like,
I do.
Like,
that's what they don't like about it.
Cherry?
Yeah.
No? I don't know. It's in our minutes.
I'll remember it.
Promise you guys, a year after you leave, I'm going to still remember your names.
Just text us.
But I was thinking, worst case scenario, if the golf course doesn't work out, you can look into renting a piano again.
Yeah, and she, same thing, like she was over exactly what you do and used those same, like her same budget for exactly that, so.
Right.
Absolutely.
And then just for a quick, for the rest of the year, November, still planning on the Messiah sing-along, so that'll be with Brett and the...
Do you know, oh, it is the Master Chorale's going to do it too, or just Brett's going to conduct?
I think Brett will
lead
out on it.
I really love that. Do you know what day?
I was looking at dates, hold on.
Not quite sure
yet.
Not yet.
I'll check with Brett.
Yeah, we haven't, he hasn't talked to us about it.
And then in December, there is another Master Chorale concert, and I don't know if we wanted to double up and do two, but I'll talk with Brett about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people are pretty busy in December.
Yeah, exactly.
But they want to be busy, I think, going to events like this. So.
Right.
Yeah, I think the date was December 9th, so it's pretty early in the month.
What day of the week is December 9th? Do you
Monday.
Know? Monday? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he changed them from Saturdays to Mondays.
Okay.
Last concert.
Yeah, I'll chat with him to see if he's still planning on that. And then. Plus, I was just thinking of doing like a Christmas-type concert anyway.
Yeah.
Something simple. Just keep it simple.
I think that would be really fun. Or even like a Christmas carol
sing
along or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
That's exactly
be
what
really
I was
cool. Okay, so I asked Christine if she would just tell us about how Master Chorale startup went. Did you
Well, we started last Thursday, and there were a lot of people there. I was happy.
Yay!
There were
Was it the same people
20,
or new people?
Oh, a few new. There were about 22, 23 of us women. We're always looking for men. I think there was about a dozen men. But
really
I was
good size.
Yeah, it was good. I see his email list is 80-something. So we really want to try and encourage men to come. I was telling Manuel when we got there, all five songs he's got for the concert are kind of mellow songs. And so for an hour and 15 minutes, we had to learn a Latin song. It was all in Latin.
Brett has very high standards.
Oh my gosh! So he, so I'll tell you really quickly. So he sent out this video after and said, "This is what we should thrive to be like this professional choir that's doing it in this huge church." And someone wrote back and said, "Hey, we're doing pretty good in our little city, and we're singing pretty good. So just be happy with that."
Brett is a good singer. Is he? Has he healed well? Did he say anything about that?
Yeah, he by 2 hours, his foot was killing him. You guys all know he broke his wrists and his ankles.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know it was both.
In two separate acts.
Mm-hmm.
He broke his ankles, I think, in Las Vegas, and then like 3 weeks later, he fell down the stairs with his crutches and broke his ankle or wrists. So we haven't met since April.
Well, continue to express, both of you, our gratitude. Manuel, I'm sorry, I didn't give you one last chance. Do you have any other assignments or... questions?
No, but Ryan is here.
Great, Ryan, Manuel had a question for you to answer.
For the competition, September 14th, we were hoping to have city council and or mayor there to judge and to award the prize.
Okay, let me send off a message and see who could be there and who could attend.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'll double check.
That's the same day as the Porter boat takeout that they could do in the morning and then come do the concert at night?
Yes. Okay.
How are you doing, Manuel, with your campaign?
Good.
It's tiring, huh?
We made it through the primary, so.
Good job.
The general will ramp up again. Yeah.
Good job.
We're excited.
All right. Anything else then about the corral that you want to say? Okay. NSL reads.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, things are going well. So our author, Brandon, his manager or whoever takes care of, you know, contacting people is kind of so.
Really?
It's been really difficult to nail down, like, he's still coming, right? So that's been interesting. But she did 3 months later finally say, yeah, I have it on the calendar.
That did you just contact him? How did you get him? Do you know him?
I don't know him.
He's amazing.
You just contacted him and he just said yes. That's really cool.
Yeah. As long as what she's saying, that yes, he's coming, it's on the calendar. You know how horrible it would be to pack this place and be like, oh, just kidding, he's not coming. So
we'll manage it if that happens.
It makes
us look less bad than it makes him look.
That would be a great way for me to say goodbye. I'm done with the board. Okay, so other than that, I think he'll be there. We're just going to cross our fingers and that's going to happen. I have a magician coming because, you know, it's all magical, blah, 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 sci-fi, and the kids seem to really love that last time, right?
So how long is the magician performance?
30 minutes.
So I talked to the people at the library, and they're going to come and set up a table so that people can sign up for library cards
okay.
while they're here.
Oh,
they're just
awesome.
Planning on being here at the beginning.
Okay.
The woman told me, and she said, like, how did you get Brandon Mole? And I don't know. Naomi, she's magical. but she said when they hosted him at the Bountiful Library, it was packed.
Yeah.
And their downstairs seats just under 200 people,
okay.
and they had to split it into two sessions. So
okay.
it was more than 200 people. And then he stayed after to sign autographs, and he said he would stay until everybody had theirs signed, and he stayed till 11.
Oh, wow.
So
what?
I told her where we were and how many people could fit in city council chambers, and she said, I think you need a new venue. What do you think?
Here's the issue. My friends at the Davis County School District don't reply to anything. And I don't have an in because
I
haven't been here very long.
Oh,
so
I can. Do you want to, if you want to do one of the elementary schools, I can reserve it.
You can right across the street.
Yeah, Orchard Street, like right there.
Yeah, and that's what
that.
I tried to get with
and
zero
response
nothing.
Back.
Wait, there's
just
a whole thing
there?
That you have to fill out a
there
form
is,
and
but
just nothing.
Would you like me to try to do that? Because I wanted to leave the decision to you.
I mean, it's totally fine. Is it going to screw up? I guess people don't care if there's a venue change, right?
I don't think they really do. And especially if we do Orchard,
it's
like
right.
not a really difficult redirect.
Right. I mean, I tried. Other than going to find the lady and banging on her door to say, hey, can you just return my emails? And
I'm so sorry.
Just nothing. So that's why I was like, well, we'll just open all the doors and let people stand in the hallway and watch.
My relatives from North Davis County are already planning on driving down to it because they heard who the author was. And
really?
Like, oh, we're coming. We'll be there.
Yeah.
It's our favorite author.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I think
it's going to be packed.
No, it's going to be. It's going to
be
ridiculous.
Be awesome.
If you're okay, do you want me then to contact Orchard? And
that
see
would
if
be
can,
great. I mean,
okay.
If you think you can.
One thing that there is a cost for that, but I think that's fine.
German. And it's not much.
It's $75.
Yeah, it's not much.
And
at
then
all.
They do all the setup.
What's his name?
So
yeah.
I guess you guys don't have to do too much.
Brandon
M U L L.
Okay.
Mole.
He's a big deal in the magic world.
Yeah,
like the Harry Potter magic world?
I mean,
yeah,
kind of
that style.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little sci-fi-y, but... okay, so that's great.
I did contact Peach Jar.
You
and
did?
And we'll send that out.
Excellent. Even though there will possibly be a venue change, so there's that.
That's okay. I think that's completely fine.
Okay.
It's not on the city website right now.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
No. Do you ever contact Linda about it? You have?
I talked to Linda.
Okay.
I mean, she put it in the newsletter. But
yeah.
Maybe it's
did
okay
you do the flyer?
I did.
Thank
flyer.
You.
So I can change the venue if you
okay.
like, as a
okay. I'll let you
quick.
I'll let
yeah.
you know when
okay.
we find out.
Yeah.
Will you follow up with Linda then and make sure that it gets on the
yeah,
city
absolutely.
Website?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then if we change venues and you need more volunteers, just let me know.
Well,
I don't know if
right.
if it's bigger, I don't know if we'll need more or
yeah.
And if it's bigger, I might actually downsize the decorations, to be honest with you, because no one's going to care.
They'll kind of get lost
saying?
In a
yeah.
gym.
Yeah, it's not worth the cost to try
yeah.
and make that
decorate
space
a whole
the same as this space, right? So if that's the case, yeah, I'm not too worried about it. It'll just be, do I have enough waters for everyone? So
yeah, that, I think that'll be okay. Yeah, so I don't know what's happening, I guess. other than that, everything's fine. I don't have any writing submissions yet, but I know that it's, I mean, there's, we've got a month, so I'm sure that they'll come flooding in and it'll be fine.
So just that was another thing I would talk to Linda about, because when I was talking to the library people, I went to look.
Yeah.
You have the topic and the date of the submissions, but no other details, like they need to tell you their age. Or is there a form they fill in when they submit it?
No, they
just... So their age category or the length, if there are any length requirements.
Yeah.
Just have that on the information on the website is all I think that you need to do.
Okay.
Whatever that is. Even if it's like open length or tell us your age, but you can put whatever categories
right.
you want to together.
Right. Okay.
And then one thing that I did last year, or maybe the year before, is I emailed the flyer to the different schools, including the middle school and the high school,
mm-hmm.
directly to the English department.
Okay.
If they wanted to encourage their students and pass that information along.
Yeah, I think last year I actually just took the flyer to the front desk and had them post it somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to do those emails if you want, or any other way to help advertise
for
that.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I can do that. That's totally fine. So other than not knowing where it's going to be, I think everything's fine. So we'll see.
Do you have any assignments for us?
I really don't. It's, okay. I mean, once you figure out who's coming and that they're actually going to show up, everything comes together pretty easily. So right now I'm good. In a couple weeks I might have something, but right
okay.
now I'm okay.
And then contact, we're all connected on that text thread, so
okay.
if you have requests, you can email as well. I'm not very
well, can
fast
can I ask
at,
a question?
You know.
So that's great, the text, but when you respond, will you, for the first time, will you at least tell me who you are? Because
I didn't think about that because
like
everyone's in my
phone. A contact in my phone, and I don't know who everybody is just by their phone number.
Okay, I will send one out later tonight, and everyone just respond with your name.
I like to guess.
That is a good point.
Do you need anyone to drop off at any of the schools, like any flyers or anything?
No, because we talked about not doing flyers this year,
okay.
which I think is kind of a great savings, honestly, because
okay.
nobody, other than the kids that are passing in the halls, nobody's really looking at any of that stuff.
I agree.
And the signage on the side of the roads, I think, has been awesome this
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Big enough, and I think that's been really good. But I'll just make sure it's on social and send some emails to the
awesome.
Schools, and it'll be fine.
Okay.
And I had sent it to some principals, and then the PTAs,
yep.
and they sent it out to all their people by email.
Oh,
so
cool.
it like did what I think the flyers
I agree.
Do.
That's even better.
Okay.
Yeah. And Peach Jar will help with that also.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. You're doing okay? It's one of our biggest events. Especially, it's probably this year, it's going to be really big.
As long as he shows up.
All right, Brian, the 3K.
So we're in the early stages. Of
oh, good job. I was going to think there was nothing. Great.
Well, so I got everything that Sarah Sargent had left over, I got from her.
Great.
And went through it a little bit. There's some stuff we can use decorations-wise, but there's some water bottles and stuff. Unless we did the same one this year, there wasn't enough. That anyway, so we'll sort through that.
Yeah.
And then I have a meeting with her this coming Thursday, and
Perfect.
She's going to give me the rundown.
Perfect.
I might even go to the... Are we doing a hatch park, right? Again?
That's what we've always done in the past.
Okay. So I was going to go with her maybe to the park and just... Where did you put everything and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And just going to do as much as I can with her, and then so I can get a good baton handoff from her. And so, yeah,
Great.
So next month I will report probably. But
so I did this event the 2 years before Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
She did it better than I did. So get everything from her. But if you have any questions, you can also ask me.
Yeah, I'll probably.
It's a really fun and pretty low-key event. But really, she like took it to the next level. She did such a good job.
October 26th.
The Saturday right before Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then remember, you can give us assignments and ask us all to help and do stuff with that as well. Okay, I wanted to follow up about the food trucks with you guys. Is that going okay as far as you're concerned? Is it taxing your cleanup and park use? It's
not
okay.
Too bad.
Are you? Do you have any sense of if a lot of people are attending?
No, twice. It's been
pretty good.
It's been okay. Yeah.
They seem happy.
Great.
They're going to extend it. I think they're going to be gone a little bit longer.
Oh, that's cool.
So they must be doing fairly well.
And then what about the farmer's market? Is that going okay as far as you know?
Should I talk to her?
Okay.
Yeah, I've been just doing, checking the splash pad. It's just, it's not very busy.
Yeah, I've been twice and it wasn't very busy.
Yeah, I don't.
But as far as your job, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's
too much excess work.
Yeah, I mean, it's just us closing it, which, I don't know, I've had several complaints about, like, we're closing this half for a farmer's market that no one uses and it impacts reservations. I don't know. It's, I don't think you can always make everyone happy, but
yeah.
Football starts in 2 weeks.
At Legacy.
And so that's gonna that hit at the same time is gonna probably help.
Is that
help that hurt
only?
Marking?
Yeah.
Football is Saturday's day only. It's not weeknight student football in Legacy.
Do you know what day?
Seven.
All right.
I have the schedule all sent.
Public Works. Do you want to just go through this, or whatever you have that you want to talk to us about, or do you want me to ask questions of what I had in mind?
Okay.
To
well,
talk about?
Well, I'll give
you
what
I've
got
one of these?
Real quick. I brought this
one. I have one of those agendas.
This is from Sontag. It's just another magazine. I don't know for that stuff.
No more.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Here, I
print
it offline. It's black.
It's one of my
budgets,
too.
This
is
just
for
David.
Well,
the help's the final. You changed. We got some other pictures. Travis Riley's daughter is
cute. That picture's way cuter.
Yeah, it's way cuter. And it's,
oh, that's way
cuter.
Do you know one thing that happened when I was handing these out? Is that people were disoriented by the direction of the picture. They would hold it upside down. It was a little girl swinging, and so
yeah.
She was actually upside down.
But
and so they would
When they're printed, they'll be folded, and they'll make sense.
Well, no, this one doesn't do that. It was the other picture.
Oh, you mean because she was upside down?
Yeah, this one didn't. I don't think this would do it at all. And that's a darling picture.
That's
super. Oh.
It's amazing. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
What does it make sense?
I don't know who her dad is.
Oh, that she's so darling?
Come on, bash on
her. No, she's so
he
cute!
He enjoys it.
Look at that.
This is what David lives for.
Look at that. Her first modeling shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. She thinks she's a star.
You're putting this in her scrapbook, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
I think these are really valuable. Everyone that I was giving these to was loving them. They were really glad to have them.
If I get final approval, I can send you press and we'll have them ready.
From us? Or from where do you need to get that?
That's just from here, I guess. Anything else more?
Okay, everyone take 3 minutes. See if you have see any errors, any concerns. Look especially at the parks you're familiar with. Who's going to get them?
I didn't really have to look at it after 8 years. So.
Mm-hmm. Is Stone Park in Foxborough a HOA park or is that a city park?
It's a city park.
It's not on here.
Yeah, that's Elizabeth Park with the swings.
Mm-hmm. It's fine with me if you don't put it on there. It's the one right by my house.
What do you need?
Is it Stonehenge? Do we have it that one?
Oh, I should probably look over here because it's on Elizabeth.
You're asking about Stone Park number 3?
Oh, I didn't see it. Oh, the numbers are probably closer to like where they're located. I was assuming it was going in alphabetical order, so I was at the bottom. It's there.
So what's that address on number 25 South Frontage Road? It says SO335. What does that mean?
That's probably a typo. Right there.
Number 25 there.
Yes.
On trail. It says SO335.
Yeah, there's just... Yeah, I don't know why that says SO.
That should just be corrected.
Yeah, just take off the SO.
Good catch.
Good job, good eyes.
That's what I do.
I should probably go back to this. You'll catch something that I don't know anyways.
Well, inevitably, once you send it and get them made, you find something.
Yeah. Is this your daughter as well? Mm-hmm. At Wild Rose? See what she did, a real photo shoot.
So are the numbers supposed to be aligned to numbers here?
Mm-hmm.
Those are tiny. Is there a way to make those bigger?
David can do anything.
Not that actually.
Anything. Really?
It's
a
PDF.
Oh, okay.
Is this on this picture that said Wild Rise Trailhead Park?
See?
Wild what?
Wild Rise. And the picture under the play equipment at Wild Rose.
Could change it.
Yeah, we could change it and leave it there.
Yeah, Wild Rise.
So, are you working with a designer? Is that what you're saying? The
no, it's just the
GPU,
yes. I'll ask.
Oh,
it's not me.
It's automatically generated.
I can probably change it. And it'll look better. That's.
It'll be crisper.
It'll be crisper. That's just not. That's our call.
The other address question was number 8, Wetlands Trails. That's the address for it.
8208.
Oh, linear feet of trails is what that's saying.
I wonder if you just put the address on
Cutler.
Do you want it on Cutler or do you want it in on?
I guess it shows the whole loop here.
On
Fox Hollow.
Hollow,
yeah. Any of those.
And that's right. Fox Hollow is right where the number is. I wonder if you put the Fox Hollow address where the number is.
Just the coordinates.
We can make a note on that map. I don't have one.
Yes.
There's really no parking anywhere on that trail. There's no trailhead, right?
No. It's just on those.
It's just street parking.
The streets.
But that's probably the most parking right there in the middle of the road.
Who's
Fox Hollow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of depends on where you're coming from. We get a lot of people on the very west end.
Take
the park right there.
Okay,
but
we're
25 on the
parks and facilities. See, it says
SO
again.
This is how the cross streets come into it.
SO338.
So right here.
Oh, yeah, you got
that. Most people come through the neighborhoods.
There was that one, and then it
was on the front. Like all the catwalks.
Yeah.
Wherever they're close, that's where they typically enter.
Oh, maybe I didn't mark it.
There's a bunch of
them. I got it. I see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone
can
get to it.
All right, anything else?
How will these be distributed?
It'll be available on some website, and then we'll have just the brochures here.
We'll have them out at some of our events.
On the trail information, number 28, it just says Eagle Point Drive. It's because it's the end of the line of Eagle Point Drive, right? I wonder if we have an address at. We could just use the same Tunnel Springs address for that trailhead of Bonneville Shoreline Trail, and just use the same.
Just Tunnel Springs.
1080 East. That's what I think we should do there.
Oh, you put Laurel Park in. It's cute.
Where are you seeing Wild Rise?
On the picture in the middle.
Right
this
here.
Picture right here.
Oh, yeah, I was like.
You're like, no, all the other ones are right. All the other ones are right. It's just that one.
Okay.
So one more. This might just be a resolution thing. In the little legend, Parks seems like a smaller font than the rest. Or maybe Natural Trails and Paved Trails are a larger font than the others. I don't know.
Yeah.
Might just be a resolution.
Yeah.
We de-emphasize Parks.
Yeah. Just worry about the trails. They're better, so...
Did you forget?
Yeah. So is this the kind of thing that there could be a column that says something more accessible?
Oh.
I don't know. What do you see in other...
That's a really good question. Well, like in the federal system, if they have parks, you know, it will tell you if there's a wheelchair accessible or if there's short trails.
That are paved. Mm-hmm. I think that we might have that on here.
Yeah, the trail
walking
information.
Walking path.
Yeah.
So walking path means it's paved.
We should just say.
Let's, can we? Yeah.
Paved walking path or paved path, and then hiking and trailhead.
Some way to distinguish that, I think, like paved, or you could put an asterisk and say, like, you know, wheelchair friendly, or
right,
however you want to distinguish that. I think that's an added feature that we should.
It would be nice, yeah.
Enhance, like highlight. All right.
The spacing for this picture on the inside, the squash flat, needs to be moved up a little bit. So it's right in the middle of those two pictures. And all the other ones are closer to the bottom of the picture.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anyone? Any other comments or?
Yes, this is awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. So, are we ready to formally approve?
Thank you.
Let's vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you.
Woo! Oh, sorry. This logo, do you want the new one?
Yeah, email it to me if you would.
Thank you. That was a lot of work. I'm really excited to see those. Okay. The play equipment discussion that I was considering was just an update for where we are with that park and where you're at and what your time frame is. Just kind of an update.
Pick playground equipment, we'll get prices, that's pretty much.
So at our last meeting, we made a list of things that we prioritized in the playground equipment. And then I think the next step was to take that list to one of the playground designers.
Okay.
To come up with an idea within the budget.
Okay.
So can that be our next
step?
Yep,
we'll take care of that.
Awesome.
Yep. That list is in the notes, I assume. And it's from last time.
I didn't look at the notes, but check that. And then just an update on the dog park. Last time we had talked about that location that's kind of southwest of Legacy. Anything has advanced with that?
No, not really yet. It's been too busy to really get to much of that yet.
Is it still on the table or is it?
Yeah, I think that they're still considering it. We've been so busy with Tour of Utah and other stuff. It's just kind of.
Speaking of which, Tour of Utah was awesome.
Good job, guys.
Thanks.
It was awesome.
Did you go up to Eaglewood?
Yes, proud to be resident of North Salt Lake.
Oh, that's great.
Just the whole, and it came right down my street, too. Our orchard, so that was.
Are you recovered?
Really good.
That was a ton of work.
It was, these guys have never failed me. These guys killed it. They did so good. We had a good plan together and executed even better than we expected, so good.
Thank you. Okay, open topics. Is there anything else that you wanted to?
Yeah, so we've been talking Mathis Park and the pickleball situation and the desire for pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
So this is probably, I don't know how to say it other than, it's probably a little bit of sticker shock with what everything costs with this thing. So
this is the proposed.
So I didn't have, these are all just kind of concept. This is all, first of all, I drew this in like 5 minutes this afternoon. It's just conceptual. It's kind of what we kind of had talked about. There's nothing concrete here. This isn't like an architecture drawing. This isn't anything. So what I've done here is we've thrown in a parking lot that would fit about 16 to 18 stalls.
Okay.
The playground is about It's roughly the exact same size as Wild Rose.
Okay.
The bathroom is the exact same dimensions and the same style as what Wild Rose would be. And so we got prices on all that, and then
This the bathroom right here?
Yep.
Okay.
And then 4 pickleball courts. And again, it doesn't matter where it's at really on the map. This is just conceptual. So I started kind of throwing some numbers in there, and I didn't get the rest of the numbers until I came up here from one of our engineers. But right now we're at about 500,025, so it's over half a million already.
Oof. There is some money already earmarked for this, right?
Yes, a little bit.
Not that much.
I think everybody would love to have this park look like this. I just think that's probably a little bit more than I was thinking. And I don't know what your guys' thoughts are. This doesn't doesn't necessarily include sod replacement, some of the dirt work, other things like if we want path lighting. And then there's probably needs to throw some contingency. There's no contingency on there either. So some of these prices probably be a little bit higher. I mean, obviously you could do things like playground equipment and save some money. We talked some shade structures. I haven't included any of that in this right now.
Would you cut down those big trees that are already there?
So kind of with this rough one I threw together, this might only take a couple of trees coming down.
I'm not sure they would need shade structures.
Yeah, until you really start getting a really detailed plan. And right now, it's hard to get bids because all these contractors are so busy, they don't even care to bid on half the stuff right now. So it's a little bit tricky, but most of the estimates we feel are pretty solid. So I don't know.
I love this.
It's pretty hefty price.
I would love to have this happen, but I don't know if budget-wise, how we can help with that.
Yeah, that's the thing. So the other thing, though, was we talked about converting across the street to Hatch Park ones. And the price tag on that was basically $52,000.
Would that be getting rid of both tennis courts?
That would be the tennis courts turning into
So why? Oh, because they're already paved or they're already level?
Yes.
Is that why it's so much cheaper than these?
We don't have to do all the other work around the park.
The grading and stuff. So
would that include lighting them?
That's not lighting.
Okay. So
lighting
it'd be 50,
would probably be saying about 24.
24. Okay. And it'd be four courts as well?
Do those tennis courts get used for tennis much?
The Hatch?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Every once in a while.
Not a ton. The stuff
on
top.
Tunnel Springs, yeah. So if there's
tunnel springs
for tennis,
a ton. I think it's just, I was telling David, I'm like, I think anytime you put pickleball or tennis courts, you got to have lighting. I think it's just something that should be done every time because most of the time people don't want to go out and play tennis in 100 degree weather. They wait till it's nighttime, then everyone wants to use it, and there's no light, so they get a couple hours in, a few hours in.
Yeah.
And we feel like four pickleball courts is the right number?
No. No. It's honestly, like, from everything I've heard, the new Farmington ones are completely packed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many.
There's
the Woods Cross ones are.
Basically, there's a high demand. They keep coming into council asking for these right now. So four would be awesome, but... I think this park would be awesome.
Right.
I think it would too.
So here's a few quick updates on City Council around this thought. So we had a few groups of citizens come in requesting this, and there's a lot of political will right now to get pickleball courts in North Salt Lake. So we know that it's the design, like we want that. Now we got to figure out budget and how much we want to spend for it. I agree. I think the will's to light them. So I think wherever we put them, we want to pay for the courts, we want to light them. And I don't think we want less than four.
Mm-hmm.
I think more than four we could go for depending on price, but we don't want less than four because otherwise it's not worth driving to it because it's always going to be full. The concern about putting it at Hatch is that if we're going to redesign the whole park and tear out everything and rebuild the whole park in who knows how many years, but soon.
What's the estimation for the number of years? Like 3 to 10 or...
Yeah.
5 to 10?
That's a great estimate. I think 3 to 10 is
that's
there.
What I would guess, yeah. Okay.
So if it was to redo it, do we invest $100,000 into it now and then
scrap it.
And then scrap it in 3 years. But if you're gonna
or
wait 10 years
around it,
then that would be totally worth it, right? Mathis Park needs some love and care anyway. So is this our chance to spend a little bit extra, but really make Mathis Park a gem? The one big concern we had at Mathis is parking. So pickleball courts need parking because it's a drive-to destination as opposed to just a walk-to destination. And so you can't park on Highway 89 at all. So that'll be a no
you
parking.
Really can't. Oh, it will be.
There'll be a no parking zone. So you're not going to be able to park on the highway and walk over to the courts. So the current parking lot is too small. So they've just solved that with our awesome parking lot, but that we have to pay for that, where Hatch already has a parking lot built in. And so And you are right, I don't think those tennis courts are used very much. The court is not nearly as nice as it is at Tunnel Springs. So if you're going to play tennis in the city, you drive to Tunnel Springs, I think.
Does Hatch already have lights?
Mm-mm. No. Hatch could use some love and care as well. I think we're not investing in it because we're hoping to invest a lot in it in a few years. But
I agree with that.
But so anyhow, that's the thoughts. I'd love to hear some feedback from you guys on kind of what your thoughts are about pickleball.
I think the city would love it.
I also think you should do plan on four courts on Foxborough side and four courts on Mathis side. Like I almost think that we're to that point because I know you'll get people from Foxborough going to Mathis to play pickleball. You know, so it's like that's in the plans. Can you mark money for it now?
I think you could put pickleball courts more at Tunnel Springs. There's room, and we have that huge piece of land west. And I also think you could put pickleball courts at Legacy between, or just north of the playground. So it's not, it wouldn't be taking away anything.
Between the pavilion?
Yeah, no.
Well, it would take away the soccer fields.
They wouldn't mess with any of the fields. It's between the north, or, you know, the playground.
Yeah, and then that little tiny
pavilion.
That
little pavilion.
Just in between.
Yes.
There's another, the park right by the AC's house. That also could do pickleball.
South Foxborough Park?
Yeah.
The problem is, there you go again, look, the parking
there's
though.
Parking.
There's none.
Yeah, that's true.
Neighbors
there's
won't like
zero
lights.
Parking there.
Exactly.
Neighbors aren't going to like lights, neighbors aren't going to like bathrooms.
Yeah.
To where you already
that's
have
true.
Power at Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Legacy would be the cheapest, easiest place to put them, but then everyone wants them on the east side too.
Can we do both? Legacy and Tunnel?
Tunnel, I think, I mean, your Legacy would be a lot less expensive just because everything is pretty much there.
Right.
So,
but
there's even some, there's a movement for some people inside the city to help fund some of this. But they've also complained that I don't think that they want them up at Tunnel because of the wind.
Mm. Oh, you did mention that.
The wind?
You did mention that.
Tunnel
I remember
Springs.
That.
Yeah.
So
which I think,
because I agree with everything.
Have
you
played tennis
I
there?
I think to me,
do you feel
though,
like
it's I mean,
prohibitively windy.
They have their own opinion, but
I
I'm like,
know what the tennis, balls are
tennis
here.
Would be more impacted by wind, I think, than pickleball.
They're just little.
Pickleball's
plastic.
So light,
and
yeah,
it blows.
Right?
Oh, it does.
Yeah, the balls are so light.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference. I've never played. I mean, I know the difference is
yeah,
the big distance, but as far as like. The ball, I had no idea.
So that group that came and talked, we hinted that we might be looking at Mathis, and they looked at it and they said, we're okay with that.
Yeah.
We accept your offer.
To spend money.
Yeah, on our behalf,
yeah. Half
million. How much would they consider putting in?
Wait, they're offering funding?
Yeah,
right. I think they're going to donate.
$10,000.
This would be like.
We'll donate
park
the
bench,
rackets.
Right?
Park bench. Fair enough. Okay, so you're looking for some prioritized.
Or just thoughts. I don't know.
I think we're all in for pickleball, right?
Ryan
and I can yeah, 100% vote for pickleball.
The need is there for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so,
I.
Sorry, oh, no.
You.
Oh,
sorry.
No, you
I like what Brian said about the idea of spreading it around the city as well. I feel like Mathis is the first to go to. I agree about spending. I want to be very leery about spending money at Hatch Park. It's going to be demolished. Or you have to design around it, which I think is, I'm not interested in doing that as well. So I would say top priority Mathis Park, second priority Legacy Park, and then third priority potentially Hatch if we just have oodles of money that we're ready to spend.
Okay.
But
I like that.
Is Mathis cost prohibitive though? Like, is that realistic? That we can make that happen?
We don't have that much money right now.
Right. So
I mean,
do we start with Legacy?
Projects we've been talking about probably.
Do we start with Legacy and just say, hey, this is the quickest place we can get it at a reasonable price, and that's what we have until we figure out where to get $500,000 for Mathis?
That's a
good idea.
Well, what would your neighbors say, like, if Mathis wasn't rebuilt anytime
yeah.
soon? Like, what do you think the community, like, if we leave Mathis as it is for the next 5 years, and we're going to be investing in Hatch Park, and, you know, I mean, I don't know how realistic this is yet, but
right.
just thinking, if we're going to pass it now, is Mathis at a state that we could just say, great, it's going to stay that way for another 5 years, and then we'll come back to it? Or is Mathis not able to do that?
And are we taking money that's been earmarked for Mathis to put them at Legacy?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yes, we can. We can do whatever we want.
Right.
We can recommend whatever we want. It's just what do we want to do?
Right.
Is
what,
the fence
what do we
fixed
the best option?
At Mathis?
Yeah.
It looks
all
great.
And is the irrigation
yeah,
sufficiently fixed?
No. I mean,
it's working now.
It's working now, but as far as like.
But we would need that.
So it, but the immediate needs at Mathis
so.
Have been addressed.
As far as the fencing.
The fence. Nothing happened with the irrigation.
Okay. And we fixed the irrigation to
okay.
put it back to where it was before the fence, yes. But as far as like any updating of it, of the old system, no.
This is just an outside perspective, but there's a lot of things that are already at Legacy, which is in one side of the community,
mm-hmm.
and now we're putting a highly desired thing at Legacy again in one side of the community. And so that feels a little interesting.
Lopsided.
Well, I think that's good,
yeah.
a good perspective.
Yeah. Again, the only reason I bring that up again is if we can get the $500,000 for Mathis, then yeah, I'm all for it. But again, it's if that's a reality or not.
So here's a question. When we looked at Mathis and we walked it, one of the things we talked about is that the immediate community is aging. And that the immediate need for a playground structure wasn't as highly desired. It is fun to like play pickleball and have your kids play at the playground, right? Like, so I think it's a huge amenity, but we could save $120,000 of this budget by just
yeah.
not having the playground at all.
This also has no
parking.
Pavilions, right?
This
mm-hmm.
is pretty minimal.
So I think if you're not going to have a playground, you might as well be wall-to-wall pickleball courts, because that's the only reason people are going to come here.
So the other argument probably against this, it's probably valid, is there's, again, like I kind of said earlier, there's a demand for more than just four courts.
Mm-hmm.
For more what?
More than four.
And I don't know really how you're really going to squeeze a lot more in there.
Well, and the more courts you get, the
more
parking you need.
Mm-hmm.
And the more demoing of trees, the more taking out
all the hills,
irrigation,
because
you could just eliminate the playground, go all the way back with the
parking
lot, but that's still like I really don't know to fit even more pickleball courts. It's going to be a little bit tricky probably.
If you took out that,
because you got a lot of trees in there too.
You could turn this
the inner walking
and
loop
go.
And put six. If you took out the inner walking loop,
mm-hmm.
just had the two paths, right? Could you get six in?
Oh, I'm sure you could get six. You could turn this whole thing and said two.
Do eight.
What?
Six. We pulled it all the way back. But
I mean, we could go and measure it and really look at it. It's relatively flat for the most part, but that there's a berm right here which you'd take out no matter what. But this kind of dives down just a little bit west of this path.
So how can we be helpful with this information? What information do you want to take away from us, Ryan and David?
So I've got a few thoughts. So sometimes we have a regional park that the concept is like kind of like Farmington. It's like we're going to put in 20 pickleball courts and a huge parking lot, and we want everyone to drive here,
mm-hmm.
and that's its use. The other option is to say we have maybe only two or four. And if you live in Woods Cross, it's probably not worth driving to it because it's probably going to be full. But if you live here close, like you do have an option, right? But you're not going to be driving from Clearfield down here because it's not like you're going to have an open court. So one option is you can plan for a smaller park with less courts, knowing that it's going to cater to less people, but we only want it to cater to less people. And that is an option, and just say, hey, we only have four. That's what this park is for. it's more of a neighborhood park and just for those that want it. And then there's other parks that service other needs. So the other option is, like, you could just put in, you know, 20 courts at Hatch now, and we redesign, we just say that's what
design that, around it.
Then we design around it, right? We put in that wall, we have the parking lot, we put in 20 courts, and we say we're going to design around this when we do design the park, but this is our regional pickleball. This is really important to us.
Central.
Yeah, it's central. It doesn't cater to one end or the other of the city. It's a central, it's a regional park. That could be our design, and you could put in 20 pickleball courts for $500,000. We already have a parking lot. So I think it depends. Really what I need is, like, what do we think is the right call? And then I think we kick this up to the city council and we say, we have a plan, we have a location, and this is what we're servicing. Do you guys agree? Is this what we want to service? We want to service a niche or a region, and it's for $500,000. And then they may say, no way, you have $200,000, see what you can do. Or they'd say, yes, that is a high priority, let's find the money.
The other thing is with math is the lighting. That's like, if you light that up, it's right in people's backyards.
Well, and I just Googled it, because most tennis courts always go north-south, so you can't really flip them, because they don't want to face the sun, so that's like...
Would there be an outcry at Hatch Park without having all that green space for sporting, you know, soccer? Or I don't know, do they play football and soccer?
Well, the baseball is utilized there.
Baseball,
heavy.
Yeah, would they?
Yeah.
It's both heavy football, heavy baseball.
It'd be hard
it's
not
more
to have baseball diamonds in the whole
yeah.
city.
Yeah.
It's more used as far as, like, football, baseball, both, than the Legacy Park is by far.
What would we do to Mathis Park if we didn't put pickleball there?
We've talked about that a million times. And there's a million
so
different ideas.
This might be like part of that. I'm just wondering if
yeah, this would
we
be
didn't have pickleball. I mean, we're still probably in this park, what, 250K? Or, I mean, into its sum. And so
just that restroom alone
is
$100,000.
We wouldn't have to put a restroom there if
yeah.
we didn't do a... If we didn't do pickleball... You wouldn't have to put the restroom there.
The quick fix, like, is what we initially talked about. It was just doing a new playground, maybe updating a couple things. You could probably do that for 100.
Well, we've had that requested for many years, is putting a restroom there. And whether we did anything or not, people were just, because there was a restroom here at one time. It was just ready to fall over, so we took it out. And I haven't had too many complaints, but I have had people over the years be like, you took them out, I thought you were going to put them in eventually. Or, I mean,
yeah.
there's
there
people on both sides of the fence there, but, you know, you get moms that are like, what is my kid supposed to go to the bathroom? You guys have a play. I mean, I think if people could have them, they'd have them at every single park,
mm-hmm.
restrooms at every park, which a little bit.
And I'm not just trying to be devil's advocate, but I think when we initially were first talking to, the idea was to keep a playground here because of a lot of the stuff across the street.
Why is it no parking all along the highway right there?
Well, it's just on the
right,
it's 45 miles an hour. There's no shoulder or anything.
There's no shoulder.
Oh, there isn't?
Mm-mm.
No. Oh,
and it's just curb and gutter right against the
yeah.
lane.
And it, when it's
oh,
like,
geez.
When like bus rapid transit goes through, that corridor is going to change again. And so it's going to be a no parking corridor.
Well, and if people pull over, like, even if we have to hurry and do, like, maintenance,
yeah.
it's scary. Like, people locked up the brakes. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's, there's no way.
Yeah,
which is somewhat of, like, a concern, because I'm sure people are, like, not thinking.
Yeah, they'll
like
just go and park.
And
oh,
I don't know.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, people are cruising along there.
Okay, so do you want to ask your questions again or get more feedback, or did you get what you were looking
I
for?
I think I'm getting what I'm looking for. Any other comments? I'd love
I
would be
just say I like the idea of having the smaller, not regional park in Mathis. And if we can kick that up to the city council and say, yeah, that's what we think is the best, and here's the price tag for it, and see if it goes through or not.
I like that too.
Okay, so my question is, if you were the voting member, which you are, you're a voting member on this committee, and you had $525,000 today, would this be where you want to spend it? Or would you say, no, spend, you know, if you had $500,000, would you say, yes, this is where I think that we should spend our park money, knowing that's the only park money? No, not just from, I mean, if I gave you $500,000 today, would you say, yeah, this is where I want to spend it? We're not going to do the other projects. Is that what you'd want to do, right? Because we're going to go to the city council and we're going to say, we made a recommendation as a committee that we as a city should spend $500,000 at Mathis, and we should do this design, in theory, right? I mean, it'll tweak a little bit, but that's what we're going to say. And then I don't think we can go back next week and say, oh, and we need $300,000 for this cool design.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think this is our request.
So, and then this would put Palmquist...
Probably pull Palmquist off, too.
Forever? Like, indefinitely?
For 2 years, a year?
Is it in a state that it can stay 2-3 years without...
It's been that way for...
Concerns?
Last... whatever
sure.
year.
Okay.
Was there any other park on the list?
Is Palmquist the one that's just right there by the reservoir?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's a sad little place.
I know, it can use love. And
they talk to me all the time.
But were there any other parks that we have been discussing? Or is it just really those?
I think those are the main
ones. Those are the main ones. So the only other ideas are like general beautification ideas.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So beautifying Eagle Ridge Drive on the drive up. There's that like dead hillside that
mm-hmm.
we could beautify and improve. We could improve Center Street and make it like a treed corridor. We could do like improved welcome signage to the city. So I think those were kind of the ideas when we talked about like at the beginning of the year, the end of last year,
mm-hmm.
we were like, what are kind of the things we talked about? Those were the ideas with Mathis and Palmquist, and then general Hatch Park redesign, Tunnel Springs expansion. So I think those are all the ideas kind of on the docket.
And I don't vote on this, but one thing I would like to see is like we have at Fox Hollow Park or at Stone Park, every park I would like to see like a stone with the
yeah.
name and the address.
I like that too.
Because
Laurel Park has
yeah,
that.
People request that all the time. They just don't know, and it just, especially when we're putting these brochures out and we're telling them where the destinations are, they're like, there's
yeah.
just nothing that identifies the park.
So, how many parks are there that don't have signage?
Of the 28, there's probably 20 of them that don't.
Mm.
Yeah.
And how much are each of those signs?
I would. It just depends on how big, and I would say anywhere from 3 to 5.
So, if we were going to request $500,000 for parks,
I would say.
I like this design and I value it, but I feel like it's a small park that services a small group of people.
Mm-hmm.
If this is all that we get to put into parks, I feel like, I don't know. But what I would say is, okay, let's take our $500,000 or whatever it is we're requesting and have a small bit that does something like this, or trails is a huge deal for me. Like, we go look at a couple of these parks and say, well, how do we make sure there's a paved path all the way around this park? So we've got $50,000 that we put towards these stones and these just a paved path around a few of the parks, so we feel like we're spreading it out a little bit more around the city, which I think is important. And I think that's a good strategy. Instead of like creating one shining beautiful, everything is perfect, like we're spreading out our resources so that people don't just get ignored indefinitely until they get to the top of the list. And when there are 28 parks and you can only do one maybe a year, every 2 years or 3 years, then if I'm number 28, I never see it in my lifetime of living in North Salt Lake. So some smaller improvements that we've like maybe are really targeted about, for me it would be trail, a paved trail around every park that it could be considered possible. And then maybe I like those stone signs too. I think that's a great idea. And so we say like, oh, okay, $50,000 for this, and then $450,000, or maybe we're requesting $550,000 as our, this is what we want to do with it. That's what we'd say.
I like
that. Any other thoughts? What'd you guys think of that?
Are there any parks that you are aware of that you think really need a trail around them? So my only two are Legacy. I feel like there should be a trail all the way around that soccer fields, and that it could be a really cool long trail. And then Fox Hollow, coming in from the north side to walk to the elementary school, there I would love to have a paved path into the school. If I don't know if you can if you're not
yeah,
familiar
you're
with it.
Yeah, you're walking from the north and you're walking
mm-hmm.
to
So if you're walking from the north, you have to walk all the way around the park to get to the school, or you can cut across the grass, but unfortunately the grass is wet like 90% of the time, so kids don't walk across it, or snow. But if there was just like a cut through, it would save the bottleneck of the kids. A lot of kids on bikes end up going in the street because they can't get past the walking traffic that's taking that path. So those are the two that I would put on there that I think are smaller projects that I wouldn't want to have to wait until, like, well, Legacy is not going to get to the top of that list for 25 more parks. So that would be my recommendation.
And I default to safety for most of them. I mean, when I'm thinking
yeah.
like Palmquist, I think of because I drive by it every day and seeing kids' bikes there, but I can't see children because there's a big hill. And
yeah.
who knows what is happening on the other side of that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it costs to demo a hill, but it can't be that much. And it would be a start, right, to get knock that thing off. And the playground equipment is fine. It's not falling apart right now. And the kids are, they love it.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
I think it's
smart to sort of allocate resources where it's needed in all of those different parks and start there, and then we can make things pretty and, you know,
yeah,
classy whenever we have a little more money to do.
And I know you've talked, David, before about it's from your perspective of the actual work of it, it's easier to like go in and do it all instead of like coming back and redoing things and redoing things and redoing things. But if it's difficult to get the funding and we have to put all our eggs in one basket and then everything else has to take a back seat, it sounds like we might want to allocate part of those to do smaller projects that maybe are safety, maybe signage, maybe lights.
It's not that we're against anything like that. We're just being honest. So like this type of project, there's no way to not do that without destroying all the sod, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And having to move all the
same thing with concrete. Yeah, I mean, it's just like you're. It's a complete demo for the most part. I mean, we could probably do a pretty good job of like saving some trees, but there would definitely be just how you have to access to do the construction.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna destroy a lot of stuff.
Because we like the idea of the path too. It's so like this little path that I did around this is roughly 600 feet linear feet of path.
Mm-hmm.
So he only did it as a 3-foot path, which isn't probably big enough.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
you
need
to go six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just for that little path, you're $20,000 plus. That doesn't count all the sprinklers you've got to move now. All the sprinkler, because even if to do that at Legacy, now we have to move sprinklers. Probably change complete
yeah.
zones. You're probably another $10,000-$20,000 in irrigation costs just to change something out. So it's there's always like even demoing a hill, like you don't think it's gonna. We get, and I'm not making fun of anybody because I was the same way as you when I first started seeing these prices. You're like, you're serious? That costs that much? But that's like, it's just everything, especially construction right now is crazy expensive. So stuff we can do in house, we're happy to do. TJ did everything with Deer Hollow. We did that as our crew, and they did a magnificent job and saved the city a lot of money. But we don't have the crew to do projects like that. Really, you know, we got three guys in the parks.
Hey, I'm up for getting more guys. Let's do it.
So I mean, it just depends.
Yeah, let's vote on that. We support that too.
I'm not trying to be a buzzkill. I'm just trying to be honest. Like, there's a lot.
I think that's helpful because I think one thing that is hard for me is I feel like there's a lot of talk and not a lot ends up happening.
Yeah.
So how do we get better at making this stuff happen? And we need maybe those reality checks to get things to happen.
And that price breakdown that we gave you guys before that shows like really when things need to be replaced, like. Already, that's probably completely out of whack. Like the fancy costs for this were completely higher, just because construction costs are crazy high from what 2 years ago when we put that together.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at that, like the way I put it, laid it out, it shows year by year. And like, I mean, feel like you're chasing your tails. We feel
mm-hmm.
the same way. You know, and our priorities a lot of the time are the stuff that nobody else cares about. The irrigation system that's going bad. You know, some of the maintenance things that we have to deal with, but. That's what's good about this committee, and this is what I appreciate about this committee, and we like the idea of these changes too. But we'd like to see some stuff done quick too. I mean, we'd like to see these parks. We just like Hatch. How much was that park just to fix that slide like a month ago? It was crazy.
Oh, just the sections. We had to basically like it was just wear because it's been there for so long, which is frustrating for us, even spending $1,000, but I think they were, I don't know, it was around $2,000.
For like one piece of the slide.
For just
oh my
like,
gosh.
Yeah, there was we had to replace, and I'm just like, let's just replace the slide, or like tear it down, because every year we're replacing three sections here, three sections here, because it's getting worn out. It's served its life by 10 years.
But it's just those costs too, like those little things, like Deer Hollow, the
cable or
zip line, yeah. So we ordered that the day it broke.
Yes.
It came out of Germany.
Yeah.
It took like almost, 2 months, six weeks to get here. And I don't know, I had at least 10 phone calls.
Yeah.
People mad about it.
Yeah, I didn't even want to drive by that park, let alone stop.
And how much was that? That was fairly expensive too.
Yeah, I want to say it was around what? Was it around four?
$4,000.
Yeah.
$4,000 to fix just a simple.
Yeah.
I remember I see too many numbers.
At least that much.
So
yeah.
Because we're not working with actual numbers, you know, where we can say we can allocate, and we can't say like, oh, which one do we pick? Because we don't have a number to base it on. Would it make sense to do maybe like two scenarios and put our top priorities? You know, like it seems like we want to add pickleball, and we want to fix the parks that are broken. Mathis and Bonquist, right? And so if, say, those are our priorities, then we say that's going to cost $750,000 total. That's our proposal to city council. And say if we were doing a priority list of those three, I know there's a million other tiny things, then we put those in order, and then we say, after that, it's a walking trail around every park. After that, it's a stone to show the name of the park. And these are our priorities. You know, we want to move on any of these. On these are our priority. Maybe that will, maybe if it's a proposal, the Parks and Arts Board is proposing, and we propose it even go to city council, maybe there's something.
No, I love that idea. I do think that part of the issue is educating the council on what we're debating, right? The council doesn't yet know us well enough to just say, hey, Parks and Arts Board voted on this, we trust their opinion. And we're gonna vote yes, right? I think with the Planning Commission, that's kind of like a go-to. It's like, did the Planning Commission vote yes? They voted unanimously? Awesome, we're voting yes, right? They don't know us well enough, we're new, we haven't done these recommendations enough, but I feel like this is one of like the core tenets of what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of having us figure it out, like, I think that's a good proposal, is to say, what's the full bid for Palmquist? What's the full bid for Mathis with pickleball, and what's the bid for Mathis without pickleball, and just like a quick fix to make it work, and then we propose it to them and say, here's $750,000, but we know that's really expensive, so here's what we're recommending as our priority, and we could do some education and talk to them about it.
So two things to follow up with that, I agree. They're talking about maybe doing a parks master plan. They brought that up last meeting and redoing that, which I think would help give us guidance because, again, the document we provide that we made, all that does is it just overwhelms everybody because you just see these costs coming down the line. A master plan might guide in better, like, deciding, okay, because you can even say we're doing East Side Park, West Side Park, this. I think that might help, but I like the concept of it. And the other thing I would go back to, and I'm not trying to be redundant, but the political push for pickleball is going to drive decisions, I think.
I agree that it's really, really strong right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they want pickleball, and
they, a citizen group?
The council says, we want pickleball, come back and tell us where you're putting it, right? Like,
yeah.
tell us your recommendation for pickleball. And so,
great, then do that idea.
As
great,
I mean,
I'll do pickleball. It's going to be $750,000 if we're doing all these other things too.
So how soon would they need to know that? Is that what we do at our November meeting?
No.
Or that's
no,
too late, right?
It's too late.
No, is this something that has to wait till next April, or is this something that happens?
No.
So it's just an ongoing process.
If possible, we want the recommendation as soon as possible from us so that David could go to bid so that he could send it to the council and say, hey, we've got a bid. This is the proposal. This is what we want to do. This is the recommendation. Kind of like the lighting we did at Tunnel Springs, right? Where it's like, we reviewed it, we talked about it. David got a bid, presented to city council. I think we'd want it you know, as soon as possible, because all of that's going to take a long time, and the political will is to move on this as fast as possible.
So a practical question I have is, who generates that type of a proposal? Because for this part of the board, except for maybe Naomi and Brian, like, we are not parks people. We don't know how to put together a proposal that would be adequate. I mean, like, I would never have guessed that that's how much this would cost.
Well,
so that
you guys would do that, right? You would understand our...
One of the things that's difficult about this is not a big park. Okay?
Yeah.
So you bring in a general, and the general lines everything out. And the general makes a ton of money just off of getting a subcontractor. And that's how
okay.
it works. Just like
okay.
just like someone building your house. So it's tough because it's like Farmington City. They have enough people to get, they build their parks, but they have the people to do it. And we could save a lot of money, but it's like, is that the route the city wants to go, is having a lot of stuff done in-house and hiring more people? Because we could do a ton of this work, but there's no
the
way. There's no way we could do it.
So you're what you're saying is,
it's just
we
tough
can't
when
really
you see
cut costs here.
Yeah, I mean it's because you're just dealing with subs all the time.
Yeah, I think we all trust you that costs are real. I don't think.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's, and they like David's saying they're just going to keep going up and up and up. It's, I don't know.
So what I mean is, that concept that, like, this is what we propose is that we spend $500,000 at Mathis and $250,000 at Palmquist or whatever those pieces are. Who generates that proposal that then Ryan takes to city council? Because we're, I think, in a lot of ways ready to sign off on that, but not
capable.
Your
proposal
capable.
Just be your prioritization, the top thing. And I think that the prioritization is set. It's pickleball first, right? Did you say that?
Yes, and I think with our group, we say pickleball at Mathis first.
But does it have to be Mathis, or is it your prioritization is I'm being too verbal.
No, that's a
no.
That's a
great
question, and I think that's exactly what you're asking, is for us to clarify that. And
right.
I think
we're clarifying Mathis.
Yeah.
I think we like the location. We like where it is. I think that we've all thought Palmquist needs to be fixed as well, right?
Proposal A would be Mathis gets everything for $500,000, Palmquist gets fixed for $250,000, and then 2020 pickleball goes somewhere else, an additional four courts. That's what I would think as far as addressing the pickleball needs in the short term and long term, and then also addressing the parks that need. And so, yeah, I would say, and then dog park would be third. I think those, we tell them in that order. And whether that is comes in a proposal form or, you know, Ryan says, here's the proposal from and then we do some crosswork and the analysis.
Are they going to be happy with four pickleball courts that are going to be so busy that no one's going to be able to ever play on them?
That's the only negative I have about this.
Yeah, because they are so freaking popular.
When it's like the location, for me, the location is a
yeah.
question mark.
Yeah, because if there's no parking and no one can get on them, all people are going to be is frustrated, right?
I think their hope is that this would be a hidden gem. Nobody would know about it. We never talk about it. We never have a picture of it.
Well, Woods Cross, their pickleball courts are a mile away from here.
Aren't
so
they right by the
yeah.
city hall?
So if it's really
mm-hmm.
that big a deal, then why wouldn't... I don't know. But they're always used.
How many do they have? Is it just four there?
Six? Do they have six?
No, there's...
Eight?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Eight?
I know there's...
I know that this comes at 600. I'll bet it comes in higher.
So tell us what we do with that, though. Like, none of us are decision makers for budgeting. None of us are, like, generators for planning. So how do we support this?
Well, I think my recommendation would be we have the Palmquist rebuild, and we have this Mathis rebuild, and then we take it to city council and we say, hey, we heard your request that you want pickleball. Mathis needs rebuilt. We've selected Mathis as the site. We accept putting pickleball there. I think that's what we're saying. This is the price tag it has, and then see if there's enough political will to find those funds. But I also think we need to take a recommendation that Palmquist is unsafe,
mm-hmm.
talk about why it's unsafe and that it needs to be rebuilt, and what our recommendation is to fix it. And I think we sent both recommendations. And then either way, we're one of them or both of them are going to be kicked to next year anyway. And then we've already pre kind of seeded what the budget discussion will be next year to get funds. But I do think, and you know, I mean, that's why I'm assigned to this group, is because that's kind of my passion. But I think that as our park infrastructure is aging, we have to allocate funds to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we've waited too long at Palmquist and Mathis. Right?
I also think for the April budgeting discussions, this group might also get behind a recommendation to hire another full-time staff for the Parks Department and lobby for that.
Yeah, there's so much.
But my point is, use us as like an advisory that you can then take to council and say, hey, the board has said this is what they want.
No, trust me, I appreciate it. And again, even with like the potential annex coming in with potential parks there, so much going on. That's, again, it sounds like I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm not really pushing any agenda other than we're excited to see stuff change too. Because, you know, we inherited a bunch of old parks that needed a lot of love. So, I love that concept. At the end of the day, we're happy with anything we can get because, you know, we're just replacing slides and getting yelled at. So it's like, it's, you know, and it doesn't seem to make sense all the time when you're, pumping money into something that would be better off replaced too. So.
Yeah.
So do we do that? We ask for the bid for Mathis, we ask for a bid for Palmquist, and then we say these are the proposals that we have.
So maybe, Brian, you can correct me, jump in anytime, but maybe the best thing to do is kind of just in council meeting, just kind of talk about what we've discussed tonight and see where they're at. Because they might shoot down the other four of them might shoot down, you know, this and that fast.
Because
like,
it's
that.
So expensive.
Say, let's do the
too
20
expensive,
and
not
20
enough
pickleball courts. They may want more
than
four.
That may be true. So we could go back
and say,
hey, we looked at this at the recommendation of Mathis. This is the price tag. Is that what you're wanting to do? And they'll say, nope, we're doing it at Hatch for 85,
mm-hmm.
right? And we don't care that it's going to be torn down. That may be the discussion. But I do think this is our recommendation. Between Hatch and Mathis, am I reading the room right? I mean, we should do a little vote officially.
I agree with that, but let's do a little discussion first about Hatch. So what feedback or concerns or ideas would you have about Hatch being the location for pickleball? I mean, I shared mine about...
I personally feel that it's a better place for pickleball.
Location is better.
Mm-hmm. Location is better. You can get more courts in there, and if you can go in and do that many for, would you say,
how many
like
could you put in there?
Oh,
I think you
52.
So plus 25 for lighting. So I don't know, for 85,000, you could put four courts lit where the tennis courts are now.
But then that would only impact the tennis court area?
That would only
the
tennis court area. So that wouldn't change the thing. Because I agree with you, it's probably the best location, but the problem then we get is now we've got football.
Yeah,
baseball.
Exactly.
If you
couldn't
stand,
take that whole, you couldn't take the whole area and put 20.
Just
we are,
we
would be losing tennis courts.
So the quick
might not be used as much, but we'd be losing tennis courts. I'm personally more likely to play tennis than pickleball, and I live a block away, so I would be sad to see the tennis courts go.
Because you probably haven't played.
But again, I don't play either one.
You have not met the allure of pickleball.
Tell me on it. Tell me. But so we would be losing something at Hatch.
The other thing too to think about is recommending 20 pickleball courts at Hatch, which will ultimately be torn out when they redo the park, and losing that pickleball space anyway is a little asinine if you think about it. So. Let's be responsible if we're allocating some of these funds and think about if it's going to get torn out anyway, if we could replace some tennis courts over there, that would be fine. I think what's important is the council needs to see that we not only do we have something that we are recommending, but we're serious about it. We need to show them, okay, the numbers are a little bit high, but it's budget season, so let's figure it out. And if you're going to say no this year, that's what's happening next year.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? I think it's important for them to see, like, we're serious about this. It's not just...
The point you're hitting on, too, is the reality that we kind of deal with is everybody likes new things.
Sure.
Everybody likes to build new
of
things.
Of course.
But Matt, like, hey, Mathis can wait a few more years.
Right.
And we're the ones that get kind of deal with the problem.
Of course.
And the complaints
right.
and the other stuff. So it's always kicking that can down the road, which kind of.
Yeah.
But
everyone wants
I really,
new
I don't,
stuff.
I don't have an agenda. I'm happy to get anything.
You should have an agenda.
So I'm honest. I just try to be honest about the way we look at things as much as
no,
we
but
can.
You should have an agenda. You should.
I love this concept. I think this would be cool. My two fears with this stuff is it's just not enough courts, and the lights are going to make the neighbors mad.
Can the pickleball renovation at Hatch not be the change to Hatch?
There will be many, many more changes.
I know that you can't just make that be all one thing instead of doing one and then the tearing it back out.
You're saying wait to put pickleball into Hatch until the entire park is redone.
Yes, or escalate, move Hatch forward in order to get the pickleball.
Not ready to move Hatch forward, unfortunately.
Not possible.
So that one can't go, but you could put it in and then design around it and just say we're leaving the pickleball there because we already upgraded it and then
is
you design around it.
The
it's
location
a little bit hard.
Of the tennis courts. If they were changed to, I don't know, I'm not familiar enough with the process of what this is, but in my experience with the tennis courts, they're like maybe slightly uneven. Like, would they have to, could they withstand the Hatch Park if they stayed in place? Remodel.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If they're there and then they design around them, I think that's fine, but I agree. I don't think it's a good use of money to be putting $85,000, which feels like a bargain when you're looking at $500,000,
mm-hmm.
but it's still $85,000 into a park piece that gets torn down in 3 to 10 years. And if it's 10 years, maybe. But if it's 3, that doesn't feel like a great use of money.
I feel like we could put a fence around that Palmquist water issue and for $85,000 and, you know, at least we're not going to have to worry about that going forward and then move on from there. And, I mean, guys, I don't even know what pickleball is, but people can wait for a minute, and, you know, and let's think about, like, I don't want my kids falling off a rusty piece of equipment. I don't want my kids eating their sandwich on top of a water tank that they shouldn't be around. I don't want, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's my default, so you have to kind of.
I think that's a fair argument to make, though, and that you could share as well, is that the Parks and Arts Board is all in for pickleball, and they're excited. However, they don't feel, or I agree with Naomi, that the excitement for pickleball should displace funds that would otherwise make parks safer.
Right.
Right. Will pickleball still be popular in 15 years?
I think it will.
See, the pickleball movement is not coming from us.
But it's with a small and a water.
Like to me,
so
for us to be happy.
But if it's coming from the council, it gives me the choices.
Yeah,
we'd
just love for Mathis to
just
be replaced the way it is, be fine, and fix it up, and just
get
a Palmquist. But there's the political will, and many people want it.
Okay, so let's get back. Pickleball at Hatch, what's our overall, then, feel?
I don't like the idea of pickleball at Hatch right now.
Does anyone want to dissent from that, or is that our group consensus?
You like
it. I like pickleball at Hatch, but, I mean, it's just a whole difference. And
well, can we add more to the master plan of the redesign of Hatch Park?
Yes.
Say that will be included, people, but
yes.
For
so
now,
do
this
that,
appeases
yeah.
your
absolutely. Yeah, and that's why I say for
craziness.
Now. Like,
how
yeah.
many courts are? How many tennis courts are at Hatch?
Two.
Just
yeah.
two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does the basketball court get used?
It does.
Yeah,
does
it?
Does.
The basketball court actually has a stripe for pickleball.
Oh.
But
and now he comes.
But it's not it's kind of funny. It's not like a full-time pickleball court, and so it doesn't ever get used as pickleball. You have to bring your own net. You have to bring your own net and bring your own stuff. It's
okay.
it's not the same.
It's a basketball court.
Yeah, as having a pickleball court.
Okay.
Well,
okay. I was trying to save you.
Oh, you go.
So then as a group, are we saying the Mathis plan with pickleball courts at Mathis is our preferred solution to the pickleball question?
Yes, because what else were we doing at Mathis? Nothing.
Yeah.
We were doing a fence, right?
But I like this idea, but I still go back. If we do it, are the neighbors going to get mad? Are we not going to have enough parking? If we can't address that, then we're going to be in trouble since the minute it opens.
Well, the
right?
parking, you seem to have an idea. Like, is there a formula or something? If you do more courts, you have to have a certain number of parking spaces?
We figured it'd be between 12 and 20, so it's like 16.
So that can get built into the plan if this is the plan. I do like the idea of maybe 6 courts or more courts here
I feel like
if
we
do we
as
can.
Much as we can at
yeah.
this.
Yeah,
no,
I
and
like
then we just
that.
Say,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the best we can do right now in this.
Yeah.
And then maybe in 5 years we'll add many more to Hatch Park.
And I do think with the lighting that efforts should be made to be as intrusive as possible with the lighting, but people do not get to like own the space around them
right.
and what happens to the space around them if it's not theirs.
Yeah.
And not like we shouldn't be rude, but
yeah.
if there have never been lights there and then there are lights at the park, I feel like sorry.
They moved in.
There is walking path lights.
There
so,
are already.
Yes.
So there
I
are
mean,
some lights.
So there are some lights.
And then there's a curfew
the
for the
directional.
Lights too.
They do a grid that shows like how much it lights around it.
It doesn't. They
down,
do a really good job
dark
just
sky.
Focusing on the
there's only like six
the courses.
I know, like they live next to 89.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's not going to be that much of an intrusive.
There's a lot of light coming from that too.
Noise. I'm like,
why?
Yeah.
Yeah, the
noise.
Yeah.
Is
there noise?
Okay, so
no,
and the vote should be
89.
You don't hear.
We support pickleball at Mountain Park in the full redesign.
It's more
I think so.
Okay, so that is our first fully consensus gaining, hopefully, vote. That as a committee, as a board, we recommend to the council a full redesign of Mathis Park that includes pickleball. And that is our preferred solution to the question of where pickleball goes in the city. So all in favor, say aye.
Wait, I have a question.
Okay.
I want to amend your motion.
Great.
Do you want six pickleball courts instead
I think
of
so.
Four?
Yeah,
so
sure. This
did,
is all
yeah.
like pretend anyway.
Okay.
Not really, but like I think shoot bigger, and then if we have to pull it back, fine.
Okay. So would you amend your motion to include six pickleball
sure.
courts?
Sure. So
okay.
this design with six pickleball courts and with, okay, so first of all, that answers our pickleball question. So all in favor, say aye. Anyone want to express a dissent before we move forward with that? Okay. So that is what you can take.
Okay.
Now, as follow-up information, as the question is brought up, we feel, and anyone interrupt if I'm not representing us properly, that while we value pickleball and we have proposed a solution to pickleball, we don't feel like Hatch is a solution to that because of the redesign and that that's not a good use of funds that maybe will change, nor do we want to put the task of redesigning around them. One. Two, we do not want it to supplant safety issues and funding to do that to other parks. So
yeah,
like, while we value pickleball, we value safety higher.
Yeah.
Correct.
Is that everyone on board for that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the content that you need?
I have everything I need.
Do you,
do you
have what
you need
for you?
Yeah, I say we just kind of take it like this.
Okay, I love it.
And then because
can
ticket
I
prices
request
locked
one?
Down, it's gonna
yep.
be,
I think take it like this, add two more courts, and then I think we need to start the Palmquist bid to do safety
cool.
there.
Mm-hmm.
What did you add on there?
I this. The trail.
Because I'm
oh,
like trails. You mean to come out?
No, just so it creates more of a circuit that you, like if
oh.
you're trying to go around, you're
so
not.
So it would come mm-hmm. here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't
know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see, I should go back to you. Open topics for public works updates. Anything else you want to bring up?
Nope.
Okay. City council update?
I brought shirts at the start of the meeting.
Yay.
I apologize that I had to run to the city council urgent meeting. So grab your shirts.
Oh.
And then does anybody want to drop off
this one? My old one.
Her plaque.
That's
do you want me to deliver
Brian.
That?
I would not get to do that.
Yeah, I did.
If you
wanted
to.
Yeah,
okay.
I would be happy to. I would really like
think,
to do
that. I think it's a pretty cool plaque. And
that
I
is
cool.
So, Nola. Because, see, when you leave, we don't really forget you.
We don't.
Nola used to be on the committee until.
Just your name, not
we. Nola ran the 5K
Sorry.
Race in the city for years and years and years and was a great member of our committee. And when she was done, I wanted to make sure that
she was wonderful.
She was recognized.
She did a lot of work. And then,
thank you for
have
your
you,
shirt.
Was she invited to council meeting and then didn't
yeah.
come?
And
okay.
was
great.
Busy.
Yeah,
so I think
I
we should honor her personally.
Great.
You guys covered all the other things. Just a reminder, you are more than welcome to come to every single event, and I'd love to see you at them. And then if you ever need anything for city council support like this, let me know, and I'll reach out to them instantly to see. So thank you.
You,
that's all.
Thank you.
All right, open topics. Anything that we haven't talked about that you want to talk about?
Mathis Park.
I wanted to bring up one thing. There's been some chatter in Foxborough about mosquitoes because the grass is wet so often. Is there ability at this time in the season to alter watering schedule for either Fox Hollow and Legacy Park or the two?
So the watering is 100% automated. Like, as far as like, it's ET based. We don't decide the schedules.
What does ET based mean?
So it evapotranspiration. It pulls off of a weather station.
Huh.
How what the humidity is, the wind is, the temperature, everything.
Can it be adjusted if you want to?
It adjusts itself
so every single
loses,
night.
Whatever the grass loses from the evapotranspiration, the sprinkler system.
As a user of these parks, I would argue that the whatever it's evaluating and adjusting towards is off because the grass is wet like 70% of the time that I'm at all parks, all hours of every day.
Yeah, we can adjust it. We can change it, but how do I explain it? We can change it, but it's not. We can change the efficiency of it, but it's not to what it.
Well, there's probably
that.
Something that you plug into the system
yeah.
that says we want it watered at like 90% water or
so
something
have,
like
so,
that.
So have you ever
can
heard
you
of an irrigation audit?
Watering?
Have you ever heard of an irrigation
no,
audit?
No, but it seems
to where they see how efficient your system is.
Okay.
We plug in those numbers, so every job or every site pretty much has one of those done. We put in all those numbers, and it basically calculates everything, and that's what our run times are. We don't like say water it this time and this many minutes.
Right, right, right.
I can change it.
But is one of the pieces you plug into the system like level of watering? Like we want to do low level water or mid level or high level? Like we want it fully green, or we're okay if it's not so green? Is there something like that?
It's not something like that. But we can definitely, and it'll start pulling back as temperatures get lower. It'll pull back watering.
Is the system the same for the whole city?
Yep.
That might be part of the problem because Foxborough soil is clay.
See, and
we put that as a setting as well. So stuff like that.
So it says like sandy loam, sandy, clay.
So it will edit like what Legacy
everything.
Park is getting is different than what Tunnel Springs Park is getting.
Everything. And even
well,
really temperature
bad.
Zones or microclimates. Or, yeah.
And there's lots of mosquitoes. So.
Yeah.
Great. Anything else?
Can somebody tell me what the time frame is on that annual planning meeting?
It's a doozy. We'll have dinner, but... Like
6 to 9 or
yeah. okay, so next meeting September 10th, and then we have October 22nd, and then our annual planning meeting. So like we are winding down for our year. There's no December meeting, and that is our year.
Can I add one thing?
Yes.
In December, we're usually, and I'll ensure it, invited to the Christmas party, and that's usually been the first Tuesday of the month of December. So. Maybe just pencil that in with your family Christmas parties and things for you and a guest to come to the Christmas party in December. Even though there's no official meeting, you are invited.
Thank you. All right, we are adjourned. Thank you for sticking it out. That was a little bit long.